I would like to do two things, observe a moment of silence for two things. Tom Courtney's wife passed away yesterday morning. Her funeral will be Wednesday. The other thing that's kind of an Ask Me tradition, at least with me, since my son is a Purple Heart recipient from Iraq, is a moment of silence for our men and women in the service serving overseas in its country who put their lives on the line every day. They are the true public servants, and as a veteran and as a father of a veteran, I would appreciate a moment of silence. Thank you. I'm not here to talk about that today. As you came in, there was some information on the Employees Free Choice Act. And this is legislation that I'm proud to say all of the Iowa delegation supports and has championed for us labor in Washington, D.C. It is legislation that all Democrats should support. And I'm not going to bore you with all the details. If you want to know all the details of the Employee Free Choice Act, I'd be glad to provide them to you. But I want to tell you a simple story on why we need this. When we as unions go in and organize in this country today, we have a little problem. The employer has captive audiences. Many times they do mandatory meetings where they force their employees to come in, and they give the employee the horror stories about belonging to a union and how they should not support the union organizing drive. This happens in Iowa. And it happened in Iowa just recently, where a union, not mine, but another private sector union, was attempting to organize a group of plant workers. And they brought in an Iowa politician. They had one of these captive meetings. They brought in this Iowa politician. And this Iowa politician, who is a Democrat, well, he says he's a Democrat. He ain't a Democrat. His voting record tells me he's not a Democrat because he doesn't support progressive issues. This Democrat got up in front of this audience and told the workers of this company to not support the union, that they didn't need a union. Folks, with the Employee Free Choice Act, workers do not have to go through that. You organize them. When they get a majority of cards, they have a union. We get rid of the captive meetings. We get rid of the threats. We get rid of the intimidation. We get rid of all that stuff. Last night in my hotel room, I was sitting there watching after I left Senator Harkin's event. Thank you. Nice event last night, Senator. And they were running the ad that the Republicans are running on the Employee Free Choice Act. Shouldn't a vote really be private? I support private votes. But then again, I don't have anybody following me around when I go to vote for a Democrat or a Republican or an independent. And that's what these employers do. They intimidate their employees to the point that they're scared for their job and they won't support the union organizing drive. Much like this great corporation, as my international president calls them, the low-life employer of the country, Walmart, okay, is now calling people in and having captive meetings and asking them to support John McCain. They do this. The employers have that hammer over employees without a union. I believe everyone should have the right to be represented by a union. Kind of obvious since I represent about 40,000 people in Iowa. We ask that you, there's a petition out here, and they'll, Scott said he'd make sure that you have an opportunity to sign that. We ask that you sign that petition so that we can get that. And if anybody else, I'm over my 2 minutes, anybody else has any other questions that they wish, which is also a trait that I normally don't pay attention to timelines, that say anybody else has any questions, I'd be glad to answer them. But I again want to thank the congressman, Congressman Braley, and Congressman Boswell, and Congressman Lobsack, and Senator Harkin for their tireless support for this act that is very needed so that we can level the playing field. Two other things I want to mention: fair share, the right to collect a fee for those folks that ride off the backs of union men and women, Iowa right to work law. That's in your platform. We should not be allowing people to get the benefits of a union without paying their fair share. It's only fair. And then the expansion of Chapter 20. Public sector employees need the same rights that our brothers and sisters have in the private sector. They ought to be able to bargain for anything they want to bargain for at the table. Bargaining is bargaining. It's like my daughter, who always is trying to bargain an increase in her wage. Going up against the wrong guy. Dad's been doing it for 22 years. But she kind of has my heart, so every now and then she wins on that issue. But we need those two things passed in Iowa. And every Democrat, whether you're a school board member, a city council member, a mayor, a House member, or a Senate member in Iowa, as Senator Kibbe said at a meeting I was at, knock off the crap, let's get it done, and let's start supporting organized labor. Because organized labor is the heart of this country. So I'm asking all the politicians in this room to support the expansion of Chapter 20 and fair share in this state of Iowa, and let's really become the blue state we claim we are. Thank you. Thank you. Prevailing wage, choice of doctor, all those other nice bills. Thanks, Scott.